Good morning, everybody. Annie McLaughlin here for Solidarity Breakfast on your 3CR community radio station. And today we're going to go directly to the issues that are besetting the people in Gaza at the moment, as the starvation is being ratcheted up, as Israeli forces are using starvation as a weapon of war. And we've got Lucia Goldsmith from Oxfam Australia, head of humanity, on the line. G'day, Lucia. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, yeah. Well, it's a pretty distressing morning, really. Oxfam has been quantifying the Israeli use of starvation as a weapon of war in Gaza. Can you tell my listeners what you've discovered?
Well, what our data is telling us is that over 300,000 people who are still trapped in the northern Gaza have been facing very severe levels of food insecurity. And what that looks like in practice is that the majority of people who currently live there have been forced to survive on an average of 245 calories a day. Now, for the listeners, just to be able to make sense of what this means, this translates to less than a can of beans per day per person, and less than 12% of the recommended daily 2,100 calorie intake.
The also the number of food trucks that are required to deliver the 2,100 calories that a person needs to maintain themselves are not being allowed in, are they?
That's right. We would need, at a minimum, over 200 trucks a day delivering food aid into Gaza. And what we're seeing on the ground today is that less than half of that is currently getting through, and even less in the wake of the killing of aid workers when many aid agencies were forced to suspend operations.
Now, what we're talking about is children dying of starvation now.
Yes, we have solid data that shows us that there are both adults and children dying of starvation in northern Gaza on a daily basis.
And the hunger and its impacts are being exacerbated by the total destruction of infrastructure.
That destruction has been immense. We know that over 90% of all major roads have been destroyed, so that further complicates the delivery of any aid. There are very few medical facilities that still operate. Access to safe drinking water has been severely compromised. And people also don't have access to safe sanitation, which means that they're a lot more susceptible to disease outbreaks.
Now, Oxfam Australia's chief executive has said that Israel is making deliberate choices to starve civilians, and that Israel is ignoring both the International Court of Justice order to prevent genocide and the UN Security Council's resolutions. What's Oxfam calling for?
Oxfam is calling for Israel to abide by its obligations under the international humanitarian law, to protect civilians and to enable delivery of adequate life-saving humanitarian assistance. But also, we know that the situation is unlikely to change dramatically unless there is permanent ceasefire in place.
Are you running any services or anything that, I mean, we know that the Israeli forces are targeting welfare organisations, people providing food, they're targeting children, they're targeting adults, they're targeting the old and the young. It's just a free-for-all, effectively.
Yes, it's an incredibly challenging environment for the people of Gaza, but also for those who are delivering humanitarian aid to civilians across Gaza. It's not safe to deliver assistance on many occasions, but we still have a dedicated team of colleagues and partner organisations who are on the ground and who are providing life-saving support. We are providing food to people. We're providing safe drinking water and sanitation services.
Okay, thank you very much for spending some time updating us on what's going on there.
Thank you.